Okay, good afternoon, class. So my lecture will be continuously on Vitaka. Okay? Do you remember there are three ground parts which are Vitaka? Number one is Karma Vitaka, sensory thought. Number two, Vyavahara Vitaka, hateful thought. Number three, Vyavahara Vitaka, cruel thought. So Kama Vitaka, Kama Vitaka. So thought concerning sense of pleasure, the thought of sense of pleasure, the thought of enjoyment of sense of pleasure, that is a Kama Vitaka. Okay? Enjoyment of sense of pleasure. This is a karma. Karma vitaka. This is a thought associated with the craving. Karma vitaka. Since Vyavahara vitaka is a hateful thought that is associated with the hatred, with the dosa. To kill others is like paralipada. When to commit killing others. So that is Vyavahara Vitaka. With the hatred, thought with the hatred. That is Vyavahara Vitaka. It's opposite of metta, opposite of loving kindness. Okay, Vyavahara Vitaka is opposite of metta, loving kindness. That is Vyavahara Vitaka. Then vihinsa vitaka's cruel thought. That is want to torture the other beings, to make other beings suffering. Only want to make others suffering, want to cause the others suffering. That is vihinsa vitaka. Vyavahara vitaka is want to keep. Thought of want to kill, okay? Want to kill, okay? When the witness just want to torture, want to make the others suffer, that is when the witness. It is opposite of karuna, opposite of karuna. So such a three kind of thoughts are wrong thought. Not right now. This will lead to suffering, lead to condition of evil result. This will produce evil result within himself or herself and others, within others. These are three thoughts. So therefore they are called Metta Vitaka. Kama vitaka, Vyavahara vitaka, Vihinsa vitaka, all vitakas have different degree and different levels. Okay? Different degree, different levels. Gross and subtle. Bodhisattva assume. Do you know the stories of Bodhisattva? He followed austere practice for 6 years. At that time, his body has become thinner and looking like a skeleton. Okay? After that, he abandoned this way, austere practice, and take food. Then he is in good health. At that time, oh, my body is now in good health. He has an idea, like looking at his body, he thinks, oh, my body is not like a before. Now is not a skeleton. Now I am in good health. This idea also assume the bodhisattva kama vitaka. This thought is also Bodhisattva assumed there is a Kama Vitaka. he went to remove it. Not other karma vitaka arises within bodhisattvas for during 6 years. He is never homesick. Bodhisattvas renounce and princehood after ordained as a monk, followed austere practice for 6 years. During that time, he should never feel homesick. How many days did you go back to your home? How many times in a day do you remember your home? Not before sleep. Never think about your home. No homesick. It's okay. Bodhisattva never think about his palace, family, and never think about. But he think about his body. Now I'm in good health. Because now I have a good meals. Even that, Bodhisattva assumed karma vitaka. There is also karma vitaka. Okay? There is subtle karma vitaka. I want to explain karma vitaka as different levels and different degrees. Even that it is a karma vitaka. So very subtle karma vitaka. So such a karma vitaka, all types of karma vitakas lead to bring about ill result. All karma vitakas. Panyaya nirodhiko. Panyaya nirodhiko means it cause to cease. It cause to panya cessations. Ceased. Cause to panya ceased. Panya cannot arise through such a idea, such a thought. Therefore, it destroys panya. Okay? It destroys panya or make panya weak. So that is a karma vitaka. Vyavara vitaka, vihesa vitakas are very bad, as you know. Okay? But most people live with the karma vitaka. They are good people in those days, nowadays. But with the Vyavara vitaka, with the Vihesa vitaka, it's bad persons. Today, think. Okay? So, I want to explain karma. Before I explain karma vitaka, dealing karma vitaka. Do you remember karma? The term karma mentioned 2 millions. Karma is classified into two. Vatu karma and kilesa karma. Okay? Whenever you find this term, you must choose one of them. That is, number one is vatu karma. Vatu karma means things to be desired. Things to be desired, it is vatu karma. Then kilesa karma. Kilesa karma is a desired thought. Vatu karma is a things to be desired. Kilesa karma is a desired thought. Desire. So that is a kilesa karma means a craving. Okay? That is things. So these, which should be removed, which should be avoided, which should be eradicated. One of these two, we must eradicate kilesa karma. This vatu karma is not necessary to eradicate, to remove. Okay? To contemplate it, there are And there is a beautiful verse mentioned Sanyutta Nikaya. Okay, do you want to contemplate? Nati kama yani chittarani. Nati kama yani chittarani. Okay. Chittarani, chittarani. T-R-A. Chittara. Nati kama yani. Sorry. Just got it. Chittarani loke. Nati kama yani chittarani loke. Sankappa rago. Okay. Sankappa rago. Purisasa kamo. Yeah, using kama, kama. Nati kama yani chittarani loke. Sankappa rago. Purisa sakamo, okay? Sankappa rago, purisa sakamo. Tetanti tatewa chetarani loke. This is a Pali poetry verse, Pali verse. Tetanti tatewa chetarani loke. Achitta dira. Vinayanti Chandam. This is to contemplate the meaning and to practice. Achitta Dira Vinayanti Chandam. How to practice? This is plain. Didn't come out with the okay? One by one, I explain. Nantika Mayani Chitrani Loki means Nantika Mayani Chitrani Loki. That is the meaning. Those that are attractive. Only I give it the meaning, okay? Those that are attractive. Attractive in the world. Those that are attractive in the world are not karma. Those that are attractive. A double T R A C T I V E. Attractive. Pleasant things. Okay? Pleasant things. Those that are attractive in the world are not karma. In the world are not karma. That is the meaning. Beautiful things are not karma. That is the meaning. Okay? In colloquially, if I say, in the world, there are beautiful things. They are not karma. Okay? But literally, those that are, chitrani means attractive things. Those that are attractive in the world are not karma. Nati karma, they are not karma. Yani chitrani loke. Yani chitrani loke means that are attractive, that are pleasant, that are beautiful things. They are not karma. Those that are attractive in the world are not karma. Okay? Do you get it in the meaning? Can I write down? That's okay. Okay. Then next line. Sankappa rago purisa sakamo. Sankappa rago translation is thoughtful craving. Sankappa means thoughtful craving for them. Thoughtful craving for them is a being's karma. Is being's karma. Purisasa means here beings. Okay? This term Purisa is not mentioned men. Purisa is philosophical term. Purisa is being, all beings. Beings are prefer to craving. Okay? Because our beings are not created by God. Therefore, being, English terms, a creature. okay? He are used being sata, sata. But who craving for them is a being's karma. That is a sankappa raga, purisa sakamo. Sankappa raga is a thoughtful craving for them. Purisasa means a being's kamo kama. Okay, not translated kamo I, because of, this is as a philosophic term is used, kama. Being, after that apostrophe S, of being. Thoughtful craving for them is a being's kama. Okay? Then, Tritanti Tritarali Yatewa Loki. What is the meaning? The attractive things ever exist in the world. Ever exist in the world. Tritanti Tritarali Yatewa Loki. Later I will give you colloquial terms, okay? Now there's a literary translation. Now you got it, the meaning? Then, atitta dhira vinayanditan. Atitta, atta, itta. You should analyze like it. Atta means then. Then, itta means for then here. The wise, dhira means the wise. Vinayanditi means removed. Chanda means desire. So then the wise remove the desire for them. Then the wise remove the desire for them. According to this teaching, you can keep beautiful things in your garden or in your home. Isn't that? You can keep beautiful things in your home. It's okay. They are not karma. What is the karma? Desire for them is a karma. So you should remove desire only. Not just trying beautiful things. That is the meaning. Your home must be with the beautiful gardens. Okay. Isn't that? Beautiful building, beautiful garden, beautiful scenery. Everything are not karma here. Okay? They are not dangerous. Only the dangerous desire for them is dangerous. Do you understand? This verse is meaning like that. In the world there are beautiful things. They are okay. No need to destroy. No need to destroy. No need to remove beautiful things. But you should remove desire for them. Only desire you should. That is the meaning. Understand? That is the meaning. Nate kama yani chitrani longi. That is the teachings of Uttu kama should remain itself. Kilesa kama should be removed. That is the meaning. Okay? Uttu kama must be itself. But the kilesa kama must be removed. As long as the kilesa kama arises within you, it will cause suffering. That is the meaning. Nadi kama yani chitrani loge sankaparago purisasakamo titadi chita chitrani tatewa loge titadira vine anti chanda. Yes. Vatu kama means things to be desired. Things to be desired. Kilesagama's desire for it. Kilesa kama is craving, attachment. Vatu kama is things to be desired. The object of kilesa. Yeah, that is also kama. Kama, this tankama mentioned these two. If you find the tankama, you know two meanings. Kama means things to be desired, also kama. Desire for it is also karma. But Uttu karma should remain itself. Kilesa karma should be removed. That is in the meaning. Okay? Even the Buddha, sometimes the Buddha Looking the beautiful sceneries, what a pleasant thing, even Buddha said like that. Ramaniya Vadapo. Because the Buddha appreciated beauty. But we appreciate beauty with the craving. The Buddha appreciated beauty without the craving. That is a different. We have attachment to the beauties. Want to see again and again. The Buddha just appreciate. Isn't that? Appreciate. Therefore, there are books. I don't remember who is the owner of the books. Buddhism and beauty. What is the attitude? What is Buddha's attitude towards beauty? Because in Buddha's teaching, there's always a says anicca dukkha anatta. How to see, how to appreciate the beauty. But that is the most important this verse. Okay? Buddhism accept the beauty. But desire for beauty not accept. Only desire for beauty. We should remove desire for beauty. Beauty should not be destroying. If the beauty is destroying, ugly will be here. Ugly things will be here and no more. Do you like ugly things? So, therefore, beautiful things are not dangerous. Only desire for it is dangerous. Okay? We should understand like that. That is the Buddha's teaching, Nati Kama, Jani Chitrani Loki, Sankaparago, Purisa Sankamo. Itandi Chitrani Dateva Loki, Chitajira Vinayandi Chanda, and Sayada Nikaya, and Sayada Nikaya. So dealing with the Kama, I explained, okay? Kama Viteka. Why this Kama, desire, arises within us? Why? So, I will explain according to Ganga Mala Jataka stories. Only one verse, I never tell stories. Okay? That is also to contemplate the Dhamma. This is important. The Dhammas are, in which Dhammas originated, we should know about that. Where is the source of desire? Where is the source of desire? According to Ganga Mala Chataka, this is number 421 Chatakas. Okay, Ganga Mala. Ganga Mala Chataka stories. This one verse. Antasankama Temulam. Ada sangkama temula sangkapa kama jayadi natam natam sangkapaya sami evan kama nahe hiti ada sam first lines ada sangkama temula sangkapa kama jayadi natam sangkapaya sami Ewan kama na hehiti. Okay? I give it the meaning according to the translations of Francis, the translator's Francis from Jataka stories. Okay? According to his translation, I will give you. I dictate, is it possible? Need to write down? No, not necessary. Okay. I will read one by one. I have seen using ancient English terms some because of verse. Okay. I have seen thine roots, your roots. I have seen thine roots desire. Desire means vocative, calling desire. Desire. Desire means desire. That is the meaning. Desire. Karma. Karma. And a man's own will. And a man's own will, the life. finger, and a man's own will they lie. Will they lie. Okay? I will no more wish. It's a difficulty. May I write? It's okay? Not necessary? Necessary or not necessary? Not necessary. Okay. I have seen thy root's desire, and a man's own will they lie. Okay, full stop. I will no more wish for thee, for you. Okay, for thee then. And thou desire. You desire, thou desire, it's an Indian word, English words, terms are used. Thou, T-H-O-U, thou. And thou desire shall die. This is Francis' translation. It's okay? Okay. Just I will explain the meanings. Atasankamatilula. Don't worry about it, that you can understand, I think. Atasan means I see. I saw. I have seen. Atasan means I have seen. Te means your. Te means your. Mula means root. Kama, O kama, O desire, I have seen your root. That is the meaning. Atasan kama te mula. Root means where arise up. I know your source. That is the meaning. Calling desire, he said, O kama, I have seen your roots. Okay? If there is a root, it will grow up. To find out the root is important. To find out the source. So that is the meaning. I have seen your roots desire. And the means, own will means sankappa kama chayati. Sankappa kama chayati means according to it is a translation, in the means, oh will they lie. That is according to its translation. In my opinion, sankappa kama chayati means from thought you arise up. Must like that. Sankappa means thought. Okay? From thought you rise up. Sankappa kama chayati. Desire, from thought you rise up. Because of thought, desire arises. Isn't that? You think of beautiful things, then craving arises. Isn't that your experience? In this way? So, thought lead to craving. Therefore, sankappa kama chayati. From thought, you arises. You arise. Natam sankappayetami. I never think. Natam sankappayetami. I will not think. I never think like that. You can see. I never think. I never think of pleasure, sense of pleasure. That is the meaning. Natam sankappayetami. I never think of you. Evam kama nahi. In this way, you cannot arise. You get it in the meaning? Yeah. Because of thought. From thought, craving arises. Karma arises. Therefore, I never think of sense of pleasure. Therefore, you cannot arise. If I never think, I never arise. And you will never arise. That is in the meaning. So you contemplate from which desire arises. In your life, something you never experienced, you never seen, you never saw, you never heard, talking about from others, For that, does the desire arise? No. Do you know that the water of deity? Did you see the water of deity? Did you see the heaven? Why desire for heaven arises? Because of hearing from others, oh, heaven is very peaceful. That is a desire. So depending on seeing, depending on hearing, or depending on experiencing, desire arises. The things that we never see, we never heard about, we never hear about, no desire arises. Isn't that? Desire cannot arise. So that is the meaning. Because of thinking about it, think of then, therefore, desire arises. First, think of the present things. After that, craving or desire arises. Isn't that? It is a cause and effect. True causes. That is the meaning. Ata sangkama te munam sangkapa kama chayati. Natam sangkapa ye sami evam kama nahi. Everybody, I think, everybody have lovely things. If you sleep in, not thinking about these lovely things, craving arises within you? No. If you remember it, craving arises. This is a very clear the meanings, okay? The Buddha's teachings are very common. This is within the range of human knowledge. Not out the range of human knowledge. Not so far from human knowledge. We can experience. Therefore, do you know, when the Buddha explained his Dhamma's qualities and then that, sandhetiko, you know, sandhetiko means the Buddha's Dhamma's can be seen by itself. Everybody can be seen, can be experienced. Not only faith, can be seen. You can see. You can find out within you if you contemplate. But sit down with it when you hear. Individually, you can experience Dhamma if you have knowledge good enough. Okay? If you have knowledge enough. But you should learn to have the knowledge, to understand the truth. Without knowledge, you cannot. Okay. First, you must have two knowledges. The first one is a book knowledge. Now you are searching for book knowledge, isn't there? Book knowledge is called anubodha. Book knowledge is by learning. By learning, by hearing, we have knowledge. That is called book knowledge. First book knowledge. After that, direct knowledge, Pativeda. Book knowledge is come first. Direct knowledge is follow. Direct knowledge by practicing vipassana meditation. That is a direct knowledge. Book knowledge is by learning. Isn't that? No, by learning you got knowledge. Many Dhamma knowledge you got it. That is by learning. Okay? By practicing in this way, by practicing, you can get direct knowledge. In Pali it is said, anubodha pativeda. Anubodha is book knowledge, we can say easily, but another translation is anubodha. Anubodha means proper enlightenment, proper understanding, properly understanding. That's anu, properly. Bodha means understanding, bodha, body, knowledge. Okay? Then another one is pativeda. means direct knowledge penetrate. In Sotanda, the Buddha has mentioned these two knowledge. Chatonam dekhave riya satyanam ananubodha apativeda. Anubodha apativeda. We are lack of anubodha and apativeda, two knowledge. Therefore, we were samsara in many times, very long times, because we are lack of these two knowledges. Okay? Anubodha by learning, by hearing, by learning, pativeda by practicing. These two knowledges are very important. But anubodha comes first. Pativeda followed. First we should learn, that's a theory. Theorica and the practicas. First a theory, then practice. According to the term is used in Buddha's teaching, Pariyati and Patipati. Okay? Pariyati means learning. Patipati means practice. Pariyati and Patipati. So must go together. Learning, we can get a new Buddha. By learning, we can get a new Buddha. By practice, we can get Pativeda. True knowledge. This is just learning is also not enough. Without learning, cannot lead Pativeda. Okay? So that is the meaning. Attasam, therefore, you should contemplate this. Attasam kama te mulam sankapa kama chayati. Natam sankapaye swami evam kama nahiti. Two verses dealing with the kama vidaka. So, javara vidaka, vinisa vidaka. I think it is not so difficult. You understand? Then, let me explain sama vidaka. Three types of sama vidaka. Sama vidaka is opposite of metta vidaka. Three sama vidaka. Nikamma vidaka. With the naked. Abhyavara vidaka. Avihensa. Vitaka. If you know the path, there are sama vitakas. Okay? Sama vitaka, right thought. Sama deity, sama vitaka, sama sankapa. Sama sankapa and these sama vitakas are the same. Sankapa and vitaka are synonymous terms. Probably the same terms. Okay? Must be Nikkhamma vitaka, Abhyavada vitaka, Avihensa vitaka, yes, correct. Use Avihensa. Vihensa vitaka, you see? Okay? Ahensa, Avihensa, just with British speech. Okay, the same meaning. Ahensa is very, Indian traditions, Indian religious background, there are some of use Ahensa. The Chinese followed Ahensa. According to Chinese, Ahensa, they practice extremely Ahensa. They are Ahensa. China monks are not allowed to destroy even the fresh waters. They are not because of there is Ahensa. Extremely practice Ahensa. They covered their mouth and nose. Because of their dust. If you breathe in inhalation dust, dust are beings. Inhalation, if inside the dust, this will be panadipada. Therefore, ahensa, they covered like that. Even dust have jiva, according to them. This is firmly, extremely practiced. But the Buddha never followed these extreme ways. Buddha never followed. You know the Buddha is always in Majjhima Patipada. I will go in middle way. I must go middle way, not extreme. Middle way is better. Okay? So these Nikkhamma Vitakka, what is the meaning of Nikkhamma Vitakka? According to the translation, a thought of self-abnegation. This English term is now out of date, I think, abnegation. A-B-N-E-N-E-G-A-T-I-O-N, abnegation. Abnegate. I think this term you can be found in Webster's dictionary, sorry. Not modern dictionaries. Webster's dictionaries, every Asian English terms are mentioned. You found it? What is the meaning? Please let me know. Is it correct meaning? Renouncing. Renouncing. It's correct. Nikama Vidyaka means total renouncing. But this translation says PDS dictionary is Pali Test Society's dictionary is equipped to me. A total abnegation. Terrible terms now because of out of date. Okay? To teach Dhamma is not so easy. The meaning of Dhamma is so difficult. Terms are also very bad. Huh? Because of there's a barrier. Language is barriers. So therefore, please learn Pali fast to realize the Dhamma. Isn't it then? Because the Buddha's origin teachings are preserved in Pali, Buddha uses Pali languages. Okay? That is Nikama Vidyaka means thought of self-abnegation. Avyavara Vidyaka is with the negative. Non-hateful thought. Avihesa Vidyaka is a non-cruel thought, so it's okay. Okay? With the negative, you can say. Avyavara Vidyaka means loving kindness. We Avihesa Vidyaka means karuna, compassion. So easy to understand this. These three are called Samma Sankappa. There are some more information about the Samma Sankappa, the functions of. That is not my duty, it's my. That is not my subject, it's the subject of meditation, okay? To explain the Samma Sankappa. Samma Sankappa lead to Samma Deity. With the help of Sammasankappa, Sammadhiti can rise. So you must have Sammasankappa. If you want to have Sammadhiti. Okay? The practice meditation is Sammasankappa. You see, you contemplate anicca, as a anicca, dukkha, as a dukkha. That is Sammasankappa. After that, Sammadhiti rises. Okay? They are working together. Samadhi and Samasankappa working together. So now, I have explained, and that is briefly, not in detail. Vidyaka is finished. Okay? Now, let me stop my lecture.